local, and unafraid. This is Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
On The Beacon, 7:34 on this Monday morning. Let me say good morning to Tony Marmo. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How's it going today?
It's going okay. How was that birthday party for the grandson there yesterday?
Yeah, we had a great old time. You know, he's got a son, Lucas, has a big yard there in Pleasant Valley, beautiful spot right off the Wappingers Creek. And, you know, we were playing wiffle ball. The kids were doing different things. You know, even the old guy got out there. That's me.
I was tempted to, you know, stroll on down and crash the party, but I was kind of busy doing some yard work.
That would have been so cool. Yeah. It was great. It's good to be 9 years old.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So you know, family, friends, mentors, people who are important in your life. You're going to be attending a service here a little bit later this morning. I wanted to take an opportunity to talk about your friend and mentor, Peter Brent.
Yeah, that's so kind of you, Tom. I appreciate it. I met Peter Brent when I was in 11th grade in 1971 at John Jay High School. And I can tell you, Tom and Robbie, and I'm sure you'll attest, teachers can definitely make a difference in someone's life.
Sure.
And help mold their life. I'm sure you have examples. Robbie's got examples. And Peter was mine in terms of helping me, you know, navigate through life out of high school, college, marriage, career. And we were friends for 54 years. And, you know, it's, I think everyone has examples like this, you know, where someone helped shape them. You know, sometimes our home situation is not exactly conducive to growth. But you know, there's folks out there, teachers make a difference. And we had a beautiful service on Saturday at, New Hackensack Dutch Reformed Church. There were, I'll say 300 or 400 people in that church. And, So the other thing I want to mention is we're establishing a, designated fund through the Community Foundation of Dutchess County in Peter John Brent's name, and so we want to keep his name alive and help influence students and programs. He was a business teacher at John Jay, and you know, my first typing class, and so we want to make sure that his memory is perpetuated and he helps students in the future like he helped me.
Sure. Well, I wanted to have this opportunity, and I mean, to your point, I can go back and recount, you know, 4 or 5 teachers, and this is going back, 60, 65, almost 70 years
right,
for me, and all. But I mean, you're exactly right. They leave a lasting impression, and which would then take me to, you know, something else that we're going to talk about this morning, and that was my broadcast from the new Ulster BOCES iPark 87 facility. And
that was fabulous, Tom. You all did a great job there. I listened to substantially all of it, and boy, what a great show that was. And you gave so many people exposure, and the students, Tom, they were so impressive, right?
Yeah.
Like, all right, Sipas, step aside. I'm taking over your show.
Exactly.
I mean, it was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
And the fact that the instructors who I met, I mean, whether it was, Dr.
Joe Salamone, Peter Harris.
But, you know, from Jonah Schenker, from where we were at that first Manufacturing Day broadcast, you know, this was the 12th one. Jonah was in that first, you know, panel discussion we had back in 2014. And when I can look back and see the progress that's made, and, you know, I think it was accurate. He told me he had 14 students in that first Pathways Academy, and now the doors are open here for 1,400 students with lots of other curriculums. So
I don't know what to give credit.
Yeah. So I just
got to give credit to Jonah, you know, the visionary, but you also got to give credit to the folks that implemented the vision. Jason, and you know, Peter Harris, amazing. Joe Salamon, Kate, a lot of support. You know, at the governmental level, which you know we know, Workforce Development Board, where government meets private sector meets the educational field.
Yes,
that's where it happens, and we talk about jobs all the time. BOCES puts 125 kids into the workforce every year. They're the largest single provider of workforce in Ulster County, and I would guess many other counties.
Yeah. But the collaboration that you just spoke about, I mean, you know, Frank Fallotton, Fallot Technologies, he could walk across the yard from where his business is, and Rich Croce from Viking Packaging.
Love those guys.
Yeah, and Jim, was it Martirano?
Yeah.
From
Martirano there, yeah. There's Jimmy Ferraro from Elna.
No, excuse me. Jimmy Ferraro from Elna.
Jimmy Ferraro. He was on with you at 7:30. Jim is a great guy and a family legacy there at Elna. Joe, in fact, Kathy Ferraro used to work for me, his mom at Kingston Hospital in accounting. So I've known the Ferraro family for a long time. So,
up and down the entire Hudson Valley, later on in the day, the folks at Sonotech were hosting down on Route 9W, down, I guess that's Milton, hosting, I think, Tom Fassel from Marlboro with a group of their students. So these friendships, these collaborations, Tony and Marbo, just go on. And I think I said it early this morning, perhaps not. In the afternoon for the ribbon cutting, the Gene Haas Foundation presented a check for $1 million to the Ulster BOCES.
I almost fell off my chair. That's pretty good. There's a lot of zeros in that check, Tom.
Yes,
I got to tell you.
Yes, there are.
But yeah, but how impressive, again, and you know, that, you know, like Peter Brent, it's going to offer opportunities to students to grow, to find their passion, to make a positive impact. You know, there's so much negativity swirling all over the place these days. Something like BOCES gives us hope and reason to think, you know what, we can figure this out at the local level. Whatever happens,
absolutely,
you know, at the 30,000 foot level, we can't impact, but we can impact our local communities. And that's what the BOCES program does all over the valley, but especially in Ulster Park, Ulster County.
And throughout the entire Hudson Valley, when we look at the relationship building that I have witnessed and actually been a part of now for 35 years, and Tony, to your point, it happens right here. The economy is organic. It happens right here when business people risk their own capital, the entrepreneur, the innovator, and come out, and then you have the ability to have a people who can step in as a workforce to help you grow that business, Tony.
Yeah, and that's what you talk about all the time. Hudson Valley is kind of a special place in my mind in terms of employment. You know, we constantly call it, we're in a little bubble here. Well, that happens intentionally, and that happens by planning and collaboration. And there's a lot of examples where maybe that doesn't happen, but there's a ton more examples where it does. And that's why I think we're better than state averages in employment numbers, unemployment numbers, and certainly national, because, you know, I think the Hudson Valley is a special place. Yeah, that was a great program, you know, on Friday to be part of. So much positive energy. The students were just beaming, you know, they felt just enhanced in terms of,
Yeah, your point about the students, holy Moses.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But what's interesting, and I'll say this because they said it on air, is that three or four of them, you know, when they were in seventh, eighth grade, they were problem students. Why?
Yeah.
They didn't have a direction, and they got into the pathways, you know, and it truly is a pathway. And now they were tactile, hands-on learning and answering the why question about why do I need to learn this? And now they're inspired to learn and to add to. I mean, those students didn't have to be there at, 7 o'clock in the morning to come on air
right.
with me.
No, they have bought into, you know, what they're creating there, and that's just going to help an employer. It's going to make them better citizens. Yep. There's so many positives about it. You know, our high schools probably need to take a page out of that book somehow.
Some are. It's happening.
Yeah, good. I think it's, you know, some. So it's a, they're role models, and you know, Jonah Schenker, you know, hats off to him and his staff.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, at the top levels of our government too, you know, the Secretary of Education, and I mean, it was amazing.
Well, Amy Starinsky, who was the principal there, who was on with me as well.
Yes.
Just, you know, again, we're talking about people who are just so dedicated to the students. We'll take a quick break here. Before we do, that's what I wanted to mention. So up on the stage for the ribbon cutting, Marty McGill and Mark Harris from Allendale Machinery. I can't say enough
yes.
about what they have contributed to us here in the Hudson Valley. And Mark Harris is a real special person. He was a instructor at the Ulster BOCES, went to work for Allendale, and now Mark Harris's son, Miles, who was on with me mm-hmm. on Friday morning, is also now an instructor at BOCES. And so with Miles and Sal, who have come out of industry, transferring their skills to this younger generation. It's just absolutely special. Tony,
yeah.
it's 7:45. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, can we talk about, maybe large meatball sandwiches? Back in a minute.
Food, music, culture. Yes, sir.
On the vegan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's the voice of the valley. Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
7:49 on The Beacon on this Monday morning. Tony Marmo on the phone. Ulster County Italian American Foundation upcoming festival. Tony.
Yes, sir. Good to be back, Tom. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Robbie, who I think is doing a great job filling in for Rick Zolzer on sports. Not as snarky, but delivers a really great report, Robbie. So great job on the sports report.
Thank you so much. I mean, I'm trying not to show my Boston bias too much, but I definitely enjoyed the misery a little bit yesterday.
Yeah. Well, there was, I know David Ortiz was on with Jeter and A-Rod, and he was giving his zingers to the Yankees, so who deserve it, by the way, because they just have not shown up in two games. It's really pretty amazing, to be honest.
But, yeah, it is really disappointing to see, and the Yankees definitely have their backs against the ropes, and they have to win out for the rest of the way if they want to even try to make it further.
Well, it's interesting that they're depending now on Schlittler, you know, the rookie, to save their season. So,
I mean, I don't think he's scheduled to pitch again until after Game 3.
You're kidding. So I don't see who's – I didn't know that. I don't know who's pitching then.
I could be wrong, but I think yesterday's broadcast said something along the effect of –
Radon, maybe.
Yeah, he's scheduled to play after, it's crucial. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
That's okay.
We don't want to get into the sports report.
That's okay. I'm just perusing the UC Italian American Foundation.org. UC Italian American Foundation.org, so that I can digest all of the details here. And I think it's especially important about the parking situation and the festival shutting.
Yeah, it's a tight spot down there, but it's been that way for the last 10 years, and this is our 11th year of doing it, and we have the three shuttle bus routes available, one at Kingston Plaza down by Herzog's there, one at Kingston High School, the Andrew Street entrance. You'll see signage for all this, and then one at Kingston Point down off of Delaware Avenue, and you'll see again, there'll be parking shuttle signs all over the place. That's really the best and easiest way. The county does a great job providing buses. I think there's six buses that run continual routes. loops and drop you off right at the festival, and you don't have to worry about parking unless you know somebody that lives nearby or have a special inn somewhere. But yeah, parking is the biggest issue down there. But
I have a question. I'm looking at the little billboard here. What about the Kingston Business Park, One Corporate Drive, Kingston?
We're not using that this year. Are we using that? Oh, I see that. No. I'm sorry. No, you're right. I stand corrected, or I sit corrected. Kingston Business Park is a location, One Corporate Drive, handicapped accessible. So we have four locations now. Thanks, Tom, for picking that up.
So again, Tony, anybody, maybe they're driving or something, they don't need to worry about, writing this down. Go to the UCItalianAmericanFoundation.org, and all of it's there with the locations, the addresses, the timing, the whole thing.
Correct.
So where do I find that giant meatball sub that you told me about the other day?
That would be our good friend Graziano Tecchio, who owns Downtown Cafe. He makes meatballs the size of grapefruits, so it's and his sauce is delicious. We have about 30 food vendors this year, a lot of Italian vendors, but not exclusively. We try to get some folks coming up from Arthur Avenue. The only thing we got was a cigar maker. So if you like hand rolled cigars, you're going to be able to get those there at the Italian Festival starting. That's October 12th, starting at noon at the Kingston waterfront. There's two stages. The roads are closed off. I'm not sure where they'll close them off this year. It's usually by the rear center, and sometimes it's another block down. But so you walk in. It's free to get in. I like to say it's not free to get out because you're going to be consuming food and beverages.
Yes.
We have a wine tent and a beer tent. There's the music. There's two stages that we normally have, and some amazing, amazing talent on the Italian stage. We have this group of this is going to be at 4 o'clock, a little bit later, a group of three opera singers, a tenor, a couple of tenors, soprano, and these folks have played in some major venues, or sang rather in some major venues all over the world. The tenor, Jesus Hernandez, has been trained by Placido Domingo, so he, this guy is amazing. The music is just going to be great. We have jazz. We have, Sinatra-like, nightclub-like singing. We have the world's fastest accordion player, Corey Pesaturo, who's playing at about 245. He's amazing with his accordion. By the way, the accordion's about the size of a Cadillac. It's huge. It's gigantic. And then the closing act is a TS ensemble, which is primarily made of Italian musicians and singers, but we're turning it into a big dance party, Tom. They're about a 10-piece band with a couple of female singers. I mean, it's just first-class entertainment, and you're not paying for it. And then I expect either you or Robbie to enter the pasta-eating contest.
That would be happy Robbie.
He might do pretty good, but it's pretty competitive, I got to say. So that's about midday, and I think there's like 3 pounds of spaghetti there. No forks. You got to eat it with your hands. And I think we play 2 rounds of When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Big Pizza Pie. That's amore. We play 2 rounds of that, about 5 or 6 minutes, and whoever consumes the most spaghetti, wins the big trophy. And then we're going to have wandering minstrels, jugglers. It's just a big family event.
Yes.
With food, music, and culture. We have a cultural barn, courtesy of the Maritime Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Big barn there where there's going to be pasta making demonstrations, wine making demonstrations, no grape stomping, but how options of making wine, how to do that, Italian storytelling, and the virtual reality tours of Italy. You put those VR glasses on, or whatever the heck those, my 9-year-old uses these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have another stage with music on it from O Positive, more multicultural. But we have the Spellbinder Orchestra. We have just a lot of variety of of music there and entertainment. It's a great event. It's a multicultural event. As the world should be. We're celebrating the Italian culture. But it's really everyone's festival when we go there. We're honoring some people, Tom and Robbie. We give the man and woman of the year, Signora and Signor of the year. Signora is Gina Satile from Rondout Savings Bank. The Signor is Bob Siracusano, who's such an amazing philanthropist in Ulster County. He owns Sawyer Motors. Mary Tuma, who has done so much for our community, receives the Nina Postupak Community Service Award. Marianne Forgi Lombardi, you may know the Lombardi name. Les Lombardi is from Poughkeepsie, his family. His wife is receiving an award. And we give the Italian Pride Award to Marie and Ronnie Ardizzone. So, you know, it's just a feel-good event. Food, music, culture. I think we're going to have good weather. That's really the key.
I'm looking at the forecast, Tony. Perfect, perfect. If this forecast holds,
yeah, that's
66 degrees and bright sunshine. Yeah. Not
that's
too hot, not too cold.
That's what we need, my friend. Last year we got some rain, and that causes consternation and a loss of funds.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So things are affordable. You know, our beer is $7, and wine is the same, and but there's obviously a lot of other beverages to be consumed there, and we also have about 20 craft and merchandise vendors and nonprofits that we don't charge any money to talk about their stories.
Tony,
Alzheimer's
we're up against the hard break. I think we got it all.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Tony.
I appreciate it.
Talk to you real
Thanks
soon.
Thanks so much, Tom. Thanks, Robbie.
You're very
See
welcome.
See you Sunday, hopefully.
Back
Bye-bye.
A minute on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon after these news, traffic, and weather updates.